call this meeting to order. Term is quorum. There is a quorum. Also, would you remember to, when you make a motion, to state your name so we can properly hear you for the minutes and so forth? First item on the agenda is the minutes of May 18, 2017. Is there a motion to approve?
Hadley moves.
Dave White, second.
Motion in the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All the same sign. Motion carries. Next is staff report. Mr. Baker.
All right. Financial progress report. It's attachment 3A. You'll find that it matches the resolution 2017-11 memo because it's the year end, as our fiscal year ends in June. So what this shows is what we expended. Grand total budget, we spent about 70% of our budget. We were down some staffers. We've added a couple here in the last couple months. So you'll probably be meeting them. Daryl Kleinhens, who's in the back. I think he was here for the last TAC meeting, but he's one of our new employees. So we're going to be able to cut into that a little bit. But other than that, we had a very good year, and look forward to answering questions.
Dave White, move to approve.
Second, Lee.
Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Some technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you again. I'm just going to hit a few highlights. One, October 6th, Friday, is the AMATS annual meeting. We would love all of you to attend. We think it'll be a great session. We're going to focus on some transformational projects in our region, which include Summit Street in Kent, the Innerbelt in Akron, and Front Street in Cuyahoga Falls is three projects that we think are really pretty innovative and have a lot of good things to share with you guys. We're also going to have keynote speaker Dave Cheslovich, who is the former mayor of Madison, Wisconsin. He's well known for really establishing sort of a bike culture in that region and kind of skewing the cold weather status of Madison and trying to embrace the culture with the university and with, I believe, Trex up there as well, and really did some pretty neat things in Madison. So he's going to be the keynote. We're really excited to have him. From a federal perspective, as probably you all know, nothing's really happening other than Tiger Grants. I hope you all received an email. Tiger Grants are open and will be available, I believe, through October 16th. There, we have a few member communities that have a little bit of experience with Tiger, so you know, feel free to call Mike Teodecki. It's our most recent winner of a Tiger Grant. I mean, and I've gotten some calls and some questions. The only thing I will say, and I think, and even Tony from Cuyahoga Falls, they really seem to reward, you know, if you've put in applications over and over again, there's a reward there for continuing to kind of bang your head against the wall. I don't know how many first-time applications get funded. Just something to keep in mind if it is a program that you're interested in, and if you are going to apply, please let us know because we'd be happy to try to support you in any way. And then finally, the only thing I wanted to mention is that September 25th will be the beginning of applications to be available for a round of funding for STP and TASA. Dave's going to talk a little bit more about that in his report coming up next. But if there are any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer them.
Seeing none. Next is AMATS Federal Funds Report, Mr. Poulet.
Thank you. Well, it's been busy as far as our funding cycle goes. We've recently received 15 CMAT applications requesting over $45 million in funds, and we scored those and we sent them to Columbus, where a centralized committee looks at them. And I don't really have anything to give you because there's one category called cost effectiveness that gets filled in after they receive all the applications in Columbus. So hopefully by next week, we will have the we'll have firm scores and we'll have a better ranking of where the project's placed. Which leads me to my next item. The TAC TIP subcommittee is planning to meet next Tuesday, September 19th at 9:30 in our office. So At that time, like I said, we should have firm scores for the CMAQ project, and we can discuss those. We currently have a $6 million balance in STBT funds. That was when I wrote this, and since this was copied and passed, distributed, we just learned that we may be able to move a project up, and we learned of the MPO in the Columbus area needs to borrow some money, so that may no longer be an issue. And last but not least, Curtis mentioned, we will be accepting applications for STBG, CASA, and resurfacing beginning September 25th. That's the day we'll post the applications on our website. We may also send them out to you, and they will be due October 31st. So you'll have a month to get those filled out. And the sooner the better, because the sooner we get them, the sooner we can begin scoring them and doing what we need to do with them. So that's all I have. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them. Yes?
I was under the impression that ODOT was trying to get the MPOs to move away from the loaning and borrowing because of some balances that they weren't real comfortable with, but I see that ODOT itself borrowed $4 million, so I guess that's moot.
ODOT borrowed $4 million from us last year. See, we had the $6 million balance because we had a big project, Cyberling Way Phase 1, move from fiscal year 2017 to fiscal year 2021, and all of a sudden we had a huge balance. And ODOT said, well, we can use some of that. So that sort of got it off our books for a year, but now they gave it back to us, so we have the balance again. But like I just said, I think it won't be an issue because I just learned of one large project that may move up, plus the MPO and the office wants to borrow some money if they can find it.
So yeah, I'm not criticizing the MPO.
No, if I could add, I think that one of the things that ODOT's always concerned about is that you don't want to just be trading out. I think in our case, we have, if you look at the 2019 year in Dave's tables, we've got about $10 million, or I can't remember the amount of money, but we're in the hole. And so actually what will allow this to do, part of the trading will be, it'll prepare us for the 2019 year, which is actually spending more than our usual allocation. So I think ODOT's comfortable to a point, but at the same time, what they really want to see us do is build a stronger program. So when we're thinking about, like when we're going out for projects this next round, how do we over-program to the point where we're protecting ourselves better? Does that mean more resurfacing projects? Does it mean more STP dollars being over-programmed and then trying to slide those in? Because what kind of happened in this last group of projects is that we didn't over-program any resurfacing projects in the last round of funding. All those projects are already pretty much completed, and the only jobs that we've kind of got floating out in 18 and 19 are big dollar, $3 million plus jobs. And so what we want to do with the next round is kind of insulate ourselves with also getting some of those quick win projects that can slide in if you have a $4 million project still. So that's our goal. We definitely don't want to borrow if we don't have to, but I think ODOT is okay with it as long as the money is being spent that year. So if we give it to MORPC and it means MORPC finishes a project that they weren't going to do a year early, then they're pretty comfortable with it.
Yeah, actually that's one of the things we hope to talk about next Tuesday is, how much should we over-program, and then we kind of need a strategy because as much as we like to over-program, the feds, want us to be fiscally constrained. So we kind of also have to kind of come up with a strategy, and a way to do that. And the best way is to just have resurfacing projects we can pull together. So So that's one of the items we'll talk about next week. Any other questions?
Okay, thank you. Next is old business. Nothing under old business, I don't believe. Next is new business. Appointment of the tax tip subcommittee representatives. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you. So as many of you remember, in May, well, this committee actually tabled the funding policy guidelines, but the policy committee did decide to approve it. So they approved the funding policy guidelines in May. So they have gone into effect, and one of the guidelines in those funding policies was that we would appoint new members to the TAC TIP to give the TAC TIP subcommittee a more well-rounded group that would include communities that were smaller than 20,000 in population. The language allows the policy committee chairman to appoint those three new members. So this is more of an informational memo that in discussing with Mayor Broska, he's appointed Mayor Rick Justice of Lakemore to represent villages, Ernie Satan of Farallon, service director, to represent communities between 5,000 and 10,000, and Bob Finney of Ravenna to represent communities between 10,000 and 20,000 in population. So they will participate in the TAC TIP process with the purpose of ensuring that we have the voices of smaller communities in the decision-making process and the scoring process and those types of things that we go through at the TAC TIP level. Are there any questions?
Hearing none, we'll move on to resolutions. Our first one is resolution 2017-10, approving amendment number 2, the transportation improvement plan, fiscal year 2018 to 2021, and rescheduling projects fiscal year 2018, Metro RTA and PARTA. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6A in your mail out. This was changed from the mail out version. It's now a revised version. So it's resolution 2017-10R, which was in the folders at the door. As the chairman mentioned, this is a rescheduling of several projects to 2018 for Metro and PARTA. They're being rescheduled at the request of the Federal Transit Administration. Full federal funding not become available until July 10, 2017, which was after the start of the current fiscal year. The fiscal year ends on June 30th, as you're aware. Since the old TIP did expire on June 30th, the projects scheduled in FY 2017 or before were no longer considered to be active. Therefore, these projects could not be rescheduled and they have to be added into the current TIP from the old TIP. So the current fiscal year is, of course, right now 2018, and the new TIP took effect on July 1st. So this resolution is brought before you. It has since been revised following the mail-out because of further discussions with ODOT Office of Transit and the Federal Transit Administration. So four additional projects were also asked to be rescheduled for fiscal year 2018, and one project was removed from the resolution because it already been filed before the deadline was up. PARTA's request in this resolution remains the same as the one in the original mail-out resolution. Resolution 2017-10R is consistent with the regional transportation plan, is financially constrained, air quality neutral, and meets requirements for public involvement and environmental justice. The staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2017-10R, and we will be pleased to answer any questions.
Is there a motion?
Dave White, move to approve.
Any more second?
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next resolution 2017-11, approving of fiscal year 2017 year-end completion report. Mr. Gardner.
Chairman, attachment 6B, this memo discusses the staff budget and expenditures for the fiscal year that just ended on June 30th. The purpose of the attached resolution is to approve the full fiscal year 2017 year-end completion report so that we can transmit it to ODOT for their review. We do this annually and we meet with ODOT in October in order to finalize the fiscal year. Within attachment 6B is a financial summary for all of the work elements scheduled during the last fiscal year. Curtis discussed these items earlier. In summary, the staff budget was approximately $1.8 million, with the balance left over, as Curtis explained, due to staff shortages last year. That remainder will be carried over into this year for use through December 31st. A number of significant products and activities were accomplished during the last fiscal year, such as inputs to the new 24th Regional Transportation Plan, the plan itself, the allocation and management of federal funds, including the new TIP, the traffic counting program, a high crash location report, participation in the statewide CMAC program, management of the Connecting Communities Planning Grants program, as well as bicycle and pedestrian advocacy. All planning work for fiscal year 2017 was completed, and the expenditures were within the budgeted amounts. Staff recommends approval of resolution 2017-11. Are there any questions?
Dave White, move to approve.
We feel second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Resolution 2017-12, approving amendment number 3 to the Transportation Improvement Program, fiscal year 2018-2021, adding 5 new projects. Mr. Poulette.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6C is amendment number 3 to the 2018-2021 TIP. This amendment adds 5 new projects. 4 of them are sponsored by ODOT, and 1 is sponsored by Akron. The first project is a slide repair on State Route 5 in Portage County. This is scheduled for fiscal year 2018 using nearly $500,000 in geologic site management funds. The second one is State Route 43. This is to add engineering in fiscal year 2018 using $542,000 in highway safety funding. Third project is State Route 305, State Route 700. We are adding $10,720 of STBT money to this project to construct wheelchair ramps, which is consistent with our urban paving program. Evans Avenue Railroad Grade Separation is an Akron project. This is being planned for fiscal year 2018 using $5.7 million in discretionary funds. And lastly, the Interstate 77 US 224 Interchange Project. We want to add engineering for this project. This will be done in 2018, 2019, and 2020. The 3 years combined used nearly $4.5 million of track funding. It is a part of a to modify the interchange and to add a lane between Arlington Interchange and 224. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them. The staff does recommend approval.
Is there a motion?
So moved by Leafy.
Please, second.
Motion second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Other business. Formation of the 2018 nominating committee. Do we have any volunteers to be on that committee? Mr. Finney? One more. Amy, thank you. Amy Moore Kaufman. Okay. That's the end of the regular agenda. The only thing left is motion to adjourn.
We're going all second now.
Yeah,
moving along.